what got me into that territory was that I used to do club appearances every single weekend in different cities. Oh my God.
The crazy gentleman
part,
here.
It might be her. That's the crazy part.
I want to talk about so many things about the thing.
No, about the
other shit that we just did, but we can't like talk about that.
Oh, you can't?
That.
Yeah, I guess you have to.
I mean,
to
I could talk about the topic, but not what we talked about on the reunion. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
Because remember we like got into that shit?
We did, yeah. Why? And I know you guys
have a lot of bodies.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, of course.
No way.
Are we filming?
No way.
Yeah, no, I have a decent amount.
Nah, it's so crazy.
And then
I don't know the number, but it's so crazy.
Neither.
She would not tell him. She'd be like, listen, somebody would say a wild number. A girl.
He had already banged me. What did he care at that point?
I know.
You are number.
Late, but yeah.
And then imagine my body's multiplied by his. His are astro fucking
yeah,
alcohol.
Probably
like,
same.
Like, whatever number you have, you're a saint next to him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nah, his shit.
No, man, I mean, who knows? He's been on TV for way
that's
way,
true.
Way, way back.
It's like whatever. You ever see that like graphic? It's like you see the earth and then you see the sun and then you see the whatever.
Oh, yeah,
and then
it just
gets
bigger.
And then you see Uranus.
And then you see Uranus. But it just gets bigger and bigger. Yeah. And like, so I'm like, I'm a dwarf compared to conceited.
No, yeah. Well, no, he's a dwarf compared to you. But, you know, in size. But
in sexual numbers.
Yeah, he probably definitely has.
No, when was Jersey Shore on the first? Like, when
2009.
So he got on TV in 2013,
yeah.
But...
Hey, yo, speaking to the mic.
Oh, that's what he said.
Yeah.
But he was a famous battle rapper before he was on TV.
2009.
So he was chopping it down.
Does that get...
You guys got lit at the same time.
See, now, he was definitely more lit.
He was
yeah, but aren't famous. You in a club with like just all dudes when you're battle
that's
rapping?
That's a fact.
It is, but so what happens is in that particular... with battle rap at that point.
Yeah.
What happens is you're running to a chick or whatever, because what happens is dudes ends up watching battles with their girls.
Mm.
And then that's what happens. So then you'll see you got all these basketball players that, you know I mean, that are fans of the show, rappers, whoever, not a show of the battles.
Mm-hmm.
And then you meet a joint. She's like, oh, yo, yeah, my ex used to watch your battles all the time. My man watched your battles all the time. But then that's when it's just.
So tell
like,
him which basketball so player's girl you chat. I mean, you got to give him the bites.
Yeah.
Vinny, tell him you need the bites.
That also right. still seems like quality over quantity. It still seems like not just sheer numbers. See, with me, what got me into that territory was that I used to do club appearances every mm-hmm. single weekend in different cities,
mm-hmm.
and it was all girls. And like, I was 22 years old, and at the end of the night, I'm 22, they're 22. We had an after party every night.
Oh, so you were just clapping anything.
And then, not anything. It mm-hmm. was just I was in the situation.
That's but, why hey, yo, my,
I think we got a clip. I think
that
we got a clip.
Insane. Oh,
we're done, we're done with the interview.
No, he wasn't there. Okay.
That time. But yeah, so basically you had hoes in every area code.
Yeah, and I was in the equation of doing that. That's why it doesn't happen that much anymore, because I don't put myself in that situation.
Hey, yo. But I feel like at some point too, like, you know, like
it wasn't me. My point is it wasn't me just like waking up all day going on Craigslist. Like that's like addict shit.
Right, right.
When
right.
you have to wake up in the morning and like look for the poom poom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know people like that.
Yeah.
But for me it's like I could totally do without it, but you know, if it's in front of me, I'ma eat it.
Yeah, it's getting thrown at you. And like you said, like you were 22, you were super famous, super lit, like quickly. He's like, what are you gonna do? I don't fault you for that.
What gets me into trouble with the whole girl debate thing is like the ones that usually fight me on it about, because I have gotten in trouble for saying like, I think that men are gonna generally have more bodies than women. Just, I think we're more disgusting animals spreading our seed,
I mean,
or whatever.
I agree with that.
And then the ones that argue with me about it usually don't have much. They're like relationship girls.
Got you.
So I'm like, why are you arguing for something that you don't even really partake in? You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
Because they're trying to big up for just the girls that do it.
To my girl, that'd be like, so how come it's okay for you to do it, but not okay?
Yes.
Yeah, that
happens.
That
a
is
lot.
The thing all the time. Is like, and then you ask them, all right, do you want to go fuck a whole bunch of dudes?
They say no.
No.
Exactly.
So what the fuck? What are you talking about then?
Yeah, except Justine.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, I think what I surmise is you would think someone like me would be more offended because it like applies to me, but it's actually the opposite.
Well, you would just be one of the first ones that is like, would defend it, but also partake in it.
Right.
You know what
I see
I'm
what
saying?
You're saying?
Because usually they just don't. Because again, if my numbers are beast and conceded, imagine what they would do to you
right.
or a girl. You know what I mean?
I mean,
it's never like equal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think conceded's number is? I won't tell you, but just guess and I'll tell you higher or lower.
500.
Higher.
Yeah? Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's disgusting.
How old are you?
Depends. Oh, he's, it depends.
He's 22. That's what how old you said when you started betting. No, just kidding. I mean,
it depends. I mean, my age differs, you know what I mean? Depending on who asks.
I'll tell you what.
I have a Hollywood age.
Yeah. Okay, well, for the sake of this debate, he's 30.
30.
Yeah.
There you go. So his age times about, I say 20 is the number that he's at, right? Did I do that math right?
You don't count. Who counts? That's fucking weird to be counting. Unless you're like a girl that's real. Oh, I had a girl once write it down right after we both smashed.
Yeah.
She had a note in front of me. She had a note.
Vinny, got him.
What number were you?
I was like six.
It's like, girl, do you really need to write down
She put down like oral, full, like she did the whole shit. She had a whole running list in her notes on her phone.
Here's what I'll say. I know girls who did that, so I don't think it's so crazy that she wrote it down.
I actually have a homie that does that.
But number one, it's crazy that she did it in front of you. Like,
yeah.
Relax. You could do it when he leaves. Number two, if she was only on six, she probably could have remembered it.
Right.
I've seen girls, you know, once they got into like a higher number, they wanted to remember. So did you ever have a list?
No, I couldn't.
Sandy from Connecticut.
No, I couldn't possibly. Now I kind of can because I've been living more of a conservative life as I've gotten older. But again, I'm not. I'm serious. But I'm not in those equations where I'm getting drunk. See, alcohol for me is the kryptonite.
Yeah.
Once you get a little drunk, you're a little horny.
How do you think he got me?
Yeah.
No,
did
I'm
he really,
serious.
Or was that just like a joke?
No. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, a few times.
By the way. Let's pause real quick.
Let's pause. Hey, yo.
So Justina and Conceited are here, right? Mm. We have a lot to talk about. You're promoting a new show and shit like that. But I was trying to tell you on the reunion, like, you see this conversation that we already had so far about all these weird...
I didn't even know we were filming yet. We started?
But all these, like, crazy controversial topics that we can talk about and laugh about. So what happens on my show is that they'll...
As in this show?
No, Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah.
They'll see me, like, having this conversation. And because we just mentioned the word body... Mm-hmm. They'll be like, Vinny was talking about bodies. How could he do this to women?
And by the way, JWoww, I don't agree with anything he says. I'm on your
liar,
side.
You liar. No,
I just want Jenny to know I'm on her
agreeing.
Side.
It's not about agreeing. It's just about like there's a context to a conversation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're just having fun. And like, you know, I'm hanging out with the Wild and Out crew. Y'all say some wild shit all day to each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
Offensive. It's a comedian.
Very offensive.
It's a comedian setting in Green Room.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go over there to fucking Karenville. I know you don't agree. I'm not saying, I don't want them to turn on you.
I know.
But they're like,
I'm not agreeing with anything Connie says.
I'm conceited.
Vinny says.
I'm going to a fucking Karenville and
I
get in trouble.
I just said Connie. I put Con and Vinny together. I said, I'm not agreeing with anything.
You kind of look like a Connie. A little.
It's hilarious, bro. Connie McConnington.
Okay, so anyway, so that was
back
just,
to your Karens.
I just wanted to pause, like, that we could, I appreciate that we could talk about this conversation without everyone's panties getting in a bunch and in an uproar. No pun intended.
I think, like, you know, we get roasted for a living and roast each other all day long. So, I mean, but you also, you roast with your guys too. I think you're a good roaster.
Yeah, but I'm becoming like the villain for it because.
You're in your villain era.
I'm in my villain era because I'm roasting or because I'm on a podcast hanging out with like a bunch of comedians in a room having these like fun conversations.
Right.
Because they're real conversations and they're going to get a little edgy. By the way, we were on Jersey Shore. We weren't fucking Disney stars.
Right.
Which, wait, I'm bugging. Exactly. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the show was about. Fucking all type of
turning
shit,
up,
like,
getting
emotion.
Drunk every night, some crazy shit happened on it. But I don't know. I guess maybe because like they all turned into the moms and shit like that. And I'm
hey,
like,
maybe the climate of the world.
I'm like, JWoww, you used to punch girls every night in the face.
I love JWoww
like,
so much.
Clutching your pearls.
Yeah, I think it's just like you know, like you said, she's had her evolution, right?
Yeah.
And I think like you're still. It's nothing wrong with it. It's like you're single. You're not living. The married life, so it's like you're just living what's your truth right
but by
now.
The way, like I'm not even, I'm like a saint compared to what I used to do. I'm just having fun conversations that I listen to on podcasts and like the same conversations I have in the green rooms with comedians. It's like a completely different world.
Yeah. Mm.
You know?
Are you going to be the next Joe Rogan?
I hope so. But
I think so.
I get like 1,000 views on my podcast.
Really?
He gets like 1 billion.
I'm confused.
It depends on the guest. it's hard to like move an audience. Like our clips are probably gonna have over a million easy.
Just whatever you have as a still images, make sure your titties are.
I know, I don't have my titties out today. I'll give them a still image of it. Every time we do a podcast, if I have a shirt on that doesn't show my tits, I walk in and can see to be like, what the fuck are you doing? Go change.
So did you smash shirts? When you were friends already or no?
I mean, we pretty much became friends as soon as we met,
In her workshops, we became friends.
In the workshops.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't fuck then.
Yeah.
But then he wanted to workshop me and see what was
happening. Was it on set?
You know, I had to wait until she glowed, up a little bit, don't
you? Yeah.
You feel me? He was like, let me wait until she...
2.0. Like
Yes, for sure. Yeah, he definitely waited.
I definitely had both asses, though. I had the old...
Yeah, he did. He had the old and the new ass. Yeah.
So do you talk about the new ass?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I noticed like you getting thicker and thicker.
Oh yeah, thicker than a Snicker.
But it's good though. It's not like where the legs are mad skinny.
I mean, skinny BBL meaning like, you know, I only had like the only fat they could give you is the fat that you have.
Yeah.
I only had so much fat to take.
Yeah.
And I always had thick thighs, so it's like now the ass just matches it better. But yeah, I mean, if you came to one of our live shows on tour, that's literally. All they talk about. Nick is doing my intro, and I'm like, Nick, can we wait till the show starts? And he's like, yeah, she got a lot of big things going on.
Yeah.
Big show, a big single, a big new ass. Yeah. I'm like, bruh, can you wait till I get on stage? So,
that's the best part about Wildin' Out. Right. It's just that like no one has an ego.
Anything you're a little embarrassed about, self-conscious about, get over it.
It gets exposed,
Like, everything they've said to me, I'm like, when people are like, what's the worst thing someone can say to you? I'm like, well, they've literally said it all. And then once it sticks, the thing about Wildin' Out, they will find a million times to remix it.
Snowball.
Yeah. So it's done for.
Yeah, but that's what kept it more natural, though. Like, it's the fat girls that get it done. They got to be careful. Like, look up Gracie Bond. She's like my favorite. I always post her. She's the girl that has like a tiny waist and like a giant ass.
Oh, did she have the video on the plane?
Yeah.
Okay, I know she is.
She used to be wild fat though.
She had to have.
But that's what I'm saying.
There.
Like,
if
you only have so much fat, it's only so much that they could.
So how does it feel? Mm-hmm. You feel different?
I mean, it feels good. What I used to wear on Wildin' Out was fajas. So basically, it like squeezes your stomach and then kind of will condense your hip dips. I don't even know. Do you know what hip dips are?
I love hip dips.
Oh, okay.
Hip dips and thighs are necessary.
See, I hated more
so than even an ass.
I hated the hip dips.
Is a hip dip a hip dent? Like basically,
it's basically like where like it's like the socket of like your anatomy where it's like this ends and then I'll show you a picture. I used to wear fajas and they used to squeeze the
like a waist trainer.
They used to squeeze the shit out of me. Now I don't have to wear it and I love it. And
your organs are working now?
My organs are working at 100% now. But here's the thing about me. I always dressed the same. You could go through I always dress like a hoe. So I'm not just turning up now like with a new ass. Like I always wore the same shit. I always like loved my body, but I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted the booty to be a little more juicy.
All right, cool. Now ask me if it feels different.
Does it? What, you know the new one?
Yes, I had the old one and the new. Out with the old,
how the fuck?
In with the new.
Wait.
Which one did you like better?
Clearly the new one. The old one was like this.
I feel like you guys are fucking with me.
Relax.
I feel like you guys are fucking with me.
Everybody thinks we're joking.
Everybody, which is the funniest part.
It's because we're not going to be like, yo, all right, guys, we really did. I mean, it's...
But is it like a friends with benefits thing? Like you're able to just do it and then just like do podcasts together and shit?
Yeah. I
mean, we literally do everything together. The fans love us together.
Of course.
Like they really do. And like, you know, like that's... I love him. That's like my sis. You feel me?
This is Gracie Bond, Vin.
Your cisgender? Oh, that's Gracie Bond.
Go to the
team. Yeah. She had to be fat before.
Oh, my God.
We can't really see. It's too tiny.
There goes somebody in the red. There goes the old one.
Oh my goodness.
You see?
Oh wait. Oh shit. Nah, that's not her.
That is her.
You think so?
But
maybe that one right up there that was like pre.
Wow.
Yeah, you see.
No, but that's still BBL.
That's not.
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Would you
see? Oh wait, look up there. Look at that. Are you guys looking at the who's Gracie Bond?
I don't know if that was her. Would be crazy. That doesn't look like.
This is before and after.
Wow, that's before and after.
That has to be. No, I don't believe that.
No
that's
way.
A sickening.
I believe that. I believe
you believe that?
I believe. Bro, it had to come from somewhere.
So would you hit?
I saw her looking bigger in other joints, but
That's just her when she's young. What do you mean? She looks like she's probably like 14, 15, 16, 17. Something.
Damn.
I'm just saying,
18,
like
19, 20.
It's hard to tell because you got the glasses.
This
it looks like
the
she might
craziest glow up of all
says,
time.
Gracie admitted crazy she loved her body up. Back when she was 300 pounds, but suffered from knee pain.
Oh, okay.
Looks like
she still has the weight.
She also could have maybe done like gastric bypass. She might have tummy tuck. Like, we don't really know, you know.
Well, she definitely got the abs sculpted.
Yes, for sure.
I don't really, I mean, like, my dick kind of, like, knows the difference. Like, you know what I mean? Like, psychologically.
Have you ever
I would have to, a BBL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally your fat. It feels no different.
Yeah, but, like, there's something about, like, okay, if she's just a dope girl in general, because now I'm, like, conservative. I'm into, like, emotional and spiritual connections, obviously. So if she's
you're soft girl era.
Exactly.
He's gonna get canceled for that. Leave that.
No, I'm leaving. No, I say it all the time.
No, leave it. Keep going.
I will. So if she has like if it was a good connection and she had a BBL, I wouldn't care. Because then it's just whatever. But if it was purely just physical and shit, like, I don't know. I kind of get, like, taken out of the game. Dicks are weird. You could be with, like, the hottest girl ever. Your dick could be soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you could be with, like, a beast. And you're fucking
the
rock hard. You're like, I'm turned on. You know what
there.
I mean? Like,
I don't know. I wonder if it's
intimidation.
Are we intimidated?
Nervous.
Probably.
By the super bad joint? I mean... Or maybe,
I'm just like thinking about the surgery while, you know what I mean?
You
I'm thinking about Dr. Miami with the fucking long thing.
You probably banged.
Crazy. Yeah, come on.
Vic,
like,
you probably banged plenty of girls that had like BBLs, skinny BBLs, and you just had no idea.
I don't like when I always can tell.
Oh, well, let's go.
Come on. We'll be right back.
No, yours
isn't bad.
Add another one to the list.
I want you to feel it.
You have
just
other...
Feel it. It's just literally.
I'm not going to get canceled for this, right? No. I'm not going to fucking. I feel like I'm getting me too'd right now.
Yo, that's hilarious. I let him. I consent.
It's
just fat, then.
Hey,
like, it doesn't feel like anything different.
No, I know. It's just. I don't want to like offend you, but you don't get offended by anything.
I never get offended by that.
It's like an exclusivity thing. Like, I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, it's if it's like someone bought it, it's like I feel like I didn't acquire something that was like that crazy special.
Well, here's what I'm gonna tell you, and I hate to burst your bubble, but 90% of the women that, especially that you're dealing with, have something that they've bought, whether it's their nose.
I know.
Whether it's their veneers, whether it's their titties.
I told you not
their
to get veneers.
Ass, their ass. Yeah, I know. And I took your advice on it. Whether it's their
titties,
filler, their lips, their Botox. All these bitches have something.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying that's
the ass
goes
is your
through.
Thing.
Yeah, that's ass.
I mean,
like,
listen, the ass is more dangerous than getting your lips done. So
how the hell would you know? You just got this shit like 2 days ago.
Hush.
You got a brand new ass,
and you've test driven it quite a few times.
That's a fact.
That's crazy.
I see what
I can't
you mean,
get
though.
Over that though.
The new one, not that.
Oh, that we bang.
Yeah. I like big titties too. I like big.
Are you a titty man?
I'm turning into one too because it's like, but like big ones, like that people would like find nasty, like giant,
like size G or K or something.
The kind when they take off the shirt, they drop down like an oxygen mask in the damn airplane.
Not flat though, not
now,
flat. Like
if,
big and you
if
know
the
what I mean?
Titties
like,
are
who's like a good example of that?
Pull some up,
Dolly Parton type joints.
Her's real.
If the titties are fake, that has a different feel because that's an implant.
It's not,
unless
it's not,
they
it's
get gummy
fat.
Bear, that's or gummy. That's,
what's that?
I guess it's a type of silicone type of
that you could put in.
Joint
oh, well, what's
let's see.
The girl, the most famous one from Euphoria. What's her name? Sydney, whatever. See, those are just regular.
Yeah,
I'm talking
that's
about.
That's what my titties
was that
like.
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
She got pretty big boobies.
Yeah, I think my boobs are about the same size. Khan always says my boobs are fake, but they're not. The only thing I
bought
is
them. I bought them.
No, he did. Khan, because people really believe you.
I did.
All
he
women are beautiful.
Buy my tits. Yes,
no matter what they decide to do.
Oh,
Selma Hayek.
That's a nice rack.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like National Geographic.
No,
you out
want
to
huge
here,
titties.
Like fucking, you know.
Look up.
Yeah, you got to look up like. Fuck celebs. You got to look
size
up like
K. Stars. Yeah, size like, K titties.
Yeah. Porn stars or like...
Yeah, porn stars are big titties. Because
I like BBW
porn?
Too.
Yeah, world's biggest...
Yeah, there we go.
Do you fuck with BBWs or not?
No.
Really?
At all.
Oh, see, I love BBWs.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
that's
see,
all
now,
you,
we're in my, now we're in my ballpark.
Wait, are you serious or are you just doing this just for content?
No, I'm dead. No, those are fake. Fuck that. Even though I would probably
those
have.
Those are real in that second row. Don't they look
see homegirl on the left down there? That's kind of hot.
Right there?
The bottom one.
Annie Hawkins, whoever the fuck that is.
You just want to like put your face between them and.
Vinny, you can live in there.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I would move in. I would start a colony in her titties.
You don't like the top ones in the white shirt because those look fake.
See, I like her sitting down. If that's her up there, I don't like that because now the ratio of everything is.
Yeah.
Wow. I look. No, that's I not, sound no, so that's fucking. Not
her,
though.
Her name is Norma, the one up top.
Norma? Okay, yeah. I don't like Norma.
But. So yeah, that's a largest fake boob. So you like real?
Yeah, yeah. Like huge like boob. Waves in the ocean. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's surprising to me because so, I feel like your aesthetic is more like you go for more of like a slim type of girl.
Slim,
and,
thick.
And but to have like real huge tits like that are real, you got to have some weight on you.
Like some dick. Oh, wait. Oh, oh you
no,
mean them?
You gotta, yeah, you got to have some weight on well, your body.
Like, no, that's like the opposite end of the spectrum. There are some. Oh, yeah.
You like that size
yeah,
right
yeah,
there.
Like yeah. What's an Angela White? Like she's still, you know.
Slim,
like,
thick.
Slim,
yeah.
Thick, but she got big ass titties.
Yeah, yeah. There so, you go.
My type of girl is Wild and Out Girl.
And you know what? What's good about Wild and Out Girls? It's a lot of, you know, choices.
Exactly.
It's a lot
but
of diversity.
They have the same vibe, though.
Yeah,
you know
they
what
do.
I mean?
Pretty,
they have a similar.
Yeah, pretty.
Because I get in trouble
naturalist.
Sometimes for. Okay.
So I'm going to tell you what's funny. I have a friend, Pop. You remember Pop?
Yeah.
He loves BBWs.
Uh-huh.
So one time he tells me, he's like, yeah, yo, I like big, yeah, big joints. I'm like, okay. He's like, nah, you don't understand. I'm like big.
Yeah, yeah.
So he shows me.
Sounds
this.
Like me. Oh.
See, you have to protect the screen.
Hold on.
Oh wow, yeah, that's what he likes. I remember him saying right.
that. What? I can't believe you even.
And then I'm considering
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I can't.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm dead ass. Well, so, no. See this shit. Mm-hmm. I don't fuck with that.
Like you're bugged out.
We're looking at like my 600 pound lifestyle right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, so Vinny,
when they have
that.
Like another, when they have like another like extremity that's coming off the leg, like in mm-hmm. my 600 pound life,
it's too much.
I don't like that. But like generally though, like I like mm-hmm. I'm attracted to ratio. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I don't care if a girl's like a little thick in the midsection, as long as like. It's like a curve, like an hourglass. Yeah, the hip dips.
Yeah. So you go for the hip dips.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, wilding out. I was going to say, I get in trouble sometimes because like, I'll be like, oh, I like Asian girls. I like black girls. Like, and then they're like, and then if like I say I like someone else, they're like, oh, I thought you liked blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I like wilding out girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Cause they're everything, but they have like the same vibe.
Did you get any pussy from any wilding out girls? Oh, he pleads a fifth.
Not pussy. Once you're there on set, it's like different. Mm-hmm. Y'all are like at camp together. I wasn't at wilding out long enough to like do the whole like,
you
start
did, like,
fucking people.
Yeah, you only did like
you did
nine
good,
episodes.
Though. Pretty good.
No, you did
yeah.
really good.
Yeah, really good.
I was so impressed. Yeah, you did great.
Cause I remember you just came our first season back
yeah,
in 2013.
Just as a guest.
Right,
yeah.
as a guest.
And oh, you did?
Yeah.
Twice.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I was a guest twice.
So, Bontemont in 2013.
One time with Ronnie. One time
I was
by
there
myself.
For that. Okay. Yeah.
So, when he came season 5.
Okay.
2013, which
and
is, our,
good?
Which is our first season back.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was normal. He was a guest. So, you know,
yeah.
he wasn't.
You
really,
don't do too much.
He didn't have to do too much. Yeah.
But then when he came as a cast member,
you did,
I
yeah.
was like, oh shit.
You're talking about this past season?
Yeah, yeah.
yeah
like,
no,
oh,
you bought it.
Like,
no, but the craziest shit with that is I had to do the 9 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys, oh no, 6, 3, 6. Yeah, 9 in a row, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh no, was it 2
yeah,
episodes
you did
a day?
Three a day. You did 9. Because you were there
bro,
3 days.
I know you guys did that because like, and you guys are, pause, like they get you in and out.
Hey,
But for me, it was my first time.
Hey,
oh my
yo!
God. What are we talking
my
about
goodness.
Here? Is this wilding out?
Is this a Diddy party?
Nah,
what
so,
about?
So you're like thinking of your jokes. You're doing the first episode and in your head, you're like, I still need jokes for like episode 3 later. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to like figure all that out in such a condensed period of time.
Yeah.
You know, I did
yeah.
my best, but then when it came to Wild Style and shit like that, I'm like,
no,
my brain doesn't have the bandwidth for all of these games.
But that's the thing. It's not, you really could just, that's a good thing. Like you just play what you're good at.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Cause if you go in and stink it up, it's worse. Just,
yeah.
You know, if it's not your game, it's not your game.
Yeah. You just take yeah. sit it
and
out.
And especially
yeah.
for you, like I know you did 9 episodes, so you were like a cast member of the season, but in my eyes, like you're still like a celebrity, like guest slash cast member. So
yeah.
like they, whatever you did good in was good enough. And you honestly, I thought did great in all the games and even
Thank
popped
you.
Out in a bunch of Wild Styles.
Yeah.
You know,
honestly, Wildin' Out is, I mean, like I don't want to sound like this is like a humble brag or whatever, but when you make money and you do shit and like that doesn't really give you satisfaction anymore, like you want to do the shit that makes you happy.
Yeah. Right.
And Wildin' Out is like a project that, I mean, I do love my shore mates and stuff.
Of course.
But it's a different creative muscle on Wildin' Out. You know, you guys have something like mad special there and you're able to be comedians. There's no other really medium on TV for it. You know?
There's really not. And I know what you mean. It's like Jersey Shore, like that's, you know, it's amazing what you guys get to do. Like you're literally just able to be yourselves, show the interaction, party, turn up, show your family life. And then Wildin' Out is a completely different show where it's like, you know, it's that improv comedy, it's music, there's games, like there's more like structure to it.
You're in a studio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's hot Wildin' Out girls around.
It's and it's like
and just
do or die. Hello. It's like do or die. You only get that one take.
Yeah.
People think that like, no, it's really what you see is what you get.
And you can, like, think of the shit before, even if you did, but you still got to fucking deliver it out there. You know what I mean?
That's and you never know what someone else is going to say to you, because people always ask us, oh, is it really improv? And I'm like, yes. Do you think someone's going to come to me or to Conceda and be like, hey, I'm going to say this to you in Wasta?
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah, do you? I was going to ask you that, because, like, your shit is...
Maybe, like, new people might go to each other and be like, hey, I'm going to come at you in Wasta. No one's going to give us the advantage of knowing what they're going to say to us.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And even then...
You're going to get attacked.
Yeah, and then even then, they probably just go to, like, one of their, like, the new guys that go to another newbie and just be like, yo, I'm going to hit you. And probably just leave it at that.
What was, like, the craziest shit you've ever seen, like, on stage happen? Like, with a celebrity or...
Azalea Banks.
One of your... Oh, yeah.
Azalea Banks.
Oh, she was crying, right?
Yeah.
Who made her cry?
DC,
DC.
I didn't want to see, DC didn't say nothing crazy.
I know.
But then, I guess, the crowd laughing at everything and everything she was saying back, because it was, you know, just from a place of really just talking shit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, nobody was laughing.
Yeah.
And then she goes back and cries, does all this, but the funniest shit. So the producer comes up, yo, don't say nothing to her. She comes up for a while, style. Don't come at her. Don't hit her. Don't mention it.
They were crying during the like roast battle shit. Or whatever.
Like don't mention. Don't say shit to her. Nothing. So she was like, yo, she's back there crying. And she comes back in wild style and goes right at Nick. I'm like, what the fuck? You were just back there crying. Now you come back and just start.
She was like,
spazzing.
Now's my moment.
Yeah. And then Nick was just like, okay, cool. He's like,
yeah.
Jason Lee, anytime Jason Lee comes through, is always crazy. You know, Jason Lee has no filter. Yeah. Hollywood Unlocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. That episode aired already, right? It did.
That
was in the last season, right?
No, but I'm talking about the one where he was the captain and he played Plead the Fifth.
I feel like every time he comes, we play Plead the Fifth because we always know he's going to say some crazy shit.
I don't even remember him being in the seat once when he was a captain.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. That was the season, right? Were you there for that?
Yeah, it wasn't my episode, but
okay.
Yeah. Was there ever an actual fight on stage or not?
Well, like E-Man and it wasn't physical, but they...
E-Man and...
It was about to get into it.
Spoken Reasons.
Yes, E-Man Spoken Reasons. And then
got into a little something. Back before us... Spanky and Kelly from Destiny Child.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. Spanky said whatever joke they were playing, game they were playing, I think it was Talking Spit or something like that. But whatever the game was, Spanky was like, you know what I mean? I would talk to Kelly, but I don't fuck with them background dancers or background girls.
Oh shit.
Damn.
And she got up and like really chased him.
Oh, wow. Shit.
Kelly said it was so crazy
that he ran into her in the airport years later and she still was like, fuck you, nigga.
Oh,
no, that's
shit.
Crazy. Damn.
It's remarkable that it hasn't happened more.
Yeah, I mean,
because y'all are in each other's faces, fucking with each other, and that Azalea thing is a perfect example of like someone that couldn't handle it or went too far.
Yeah.
Or she, there's a fine line. Like, you gotta be. With comedy, you have to be, like, self-deprecating.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? If you try to get cool, like, then the audience senses it and shit. So
you're too cool,
yeah.
I mean, it'll be fights, but not physical. Even me and Sean Kingston got a little... We were really at each other's neck in the Wasta. Like, people are like, are you... Like, we just wouldn't stop. And then sometimes, you know...
He probably hit that, too. That's probably wrong.
No. It's been plenty of times where they won't air stuff. Like, I know I have destroyed... Some people in a wild style. It was one girl in particular that her team was like, you can't air any of that. It's been a few different people.
No, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I remember that, but.
Ah, boo.
I'll tell you. But I mean, I just don't want to look like a whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she came with somebody and she had like a 16 written for me and she came with a big rapper. He was like, get her. She came at me. I didn't have none for her. Didn't even know she was bodied her. Went crazy. Then I guess he was like embarrassed. She did so bad about me against me. He told her to go again. She went again. And then I destroyed
her. And it was off the top?
Everything off the top.
Yeah. See, that you could tell.
One of the producers called me. Mm-hmm. And called me one day and was like, yo, Tina, you are the shit. She's like, I'm here editing this episode with so-and-so. Yeah. I was like, yo, I can't wait to see it. I'm so hyped. She said, oh, you're not going to see it. I said, yeah. What? She said, oh, yeah. Right after that, her team was like, you can't air that. And I ran into someone from her team once on a flight and was like, he was like, oh, yeah, remember I was at Wild Night? I was like, yeah, your team said that they couldn't air that. He's like, we didn't say that. I was like, yeah, okay.
That's the shit. People don't realize like how hard that shit is because with the battle rap, like, because you started with battle rap, like, that shit's kind of like, no offense, but it's like kind of like spoken word type shit. Like, there's no beat. I go, you go.
Mm-hmm.
Wild style is fucking 50 people just jumping in with no structure and order to it. You got to fight for.
Yeah,
and, then not only like did you just fight to get there, now you got to like just jump on the beat really quick and then say something that makes sense.
And it has to hit.
It's so many levels to it.
Here's the crazy part. Not like since you've been on, you know, and that probably since you came as a guest recently and then obviously this season, everyone has their own mic. We didn't start doing that. COVID.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I first got wilding out, there was one fucking mic.
So literally,
do you know how hard it was to try to get the mic?
And I'm not like that. Like I'm already on TV.
Yeah, you're more chill.
No, well, like I don't need to, but like, you know, like, I would need the producer
humble
to be like,
brag.
No, like, I would need the producer to be like, okay, it's Vinny's turn.
Right.
Because what am I gonna go fight some like little
kid? Literally had to like fight to get the mic. It was crazy. Now us all having mics, it alleviates that for sure. What's your favorite game?
I like In the Classroom. I thought maybe we could play it a little bit today.
In the classroom. In the classroom.
Am I starting?
In the classroom. Hey, what we doing in the classroom?
Recording a pod in the classroom.
And I know you like my bod in the classroom.
And I stay on my job in the classroom. Uh-huh.
And I'm praying to God in the classroom.
You want to give me that rod in the classroom.
You look like your name is Todd in the classroom.
We the new squad in the classroom.
Hey, you want to give me top in the classroom.
Top?
Yeah. I thought it worked. Top, Todd.
I always play those on Jersey Shore now.
Do you?
Yeah.
We should have done Kick Him Out the Podcast. Because you always have to, like, you know what I mean? Or Kick Him Out the Shore House. You always have to.
Yeah.
And I know what happened. You just didn't have anything to say next.
First of all,
you
Todd
had nothing.
He said it first.
So
he's the one that said top.
Well, you're a better judge than me.
You at home.
But you're right.
Yeah.
Top rhyme with Todd.
Yeah.
Top and job.
Top, Todd.
It worked.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. Guys, it's the holiday season, my favorite season, my favorite holiday, Thanksgiving. Very grateful for a lot of things in life. We got Christmas coming up, and people travel a lot throughout the holidays. You know, it gets cold in New York. We gotta go other places. We gotta go on tropical destinations, and we gotta just get out of New York, just do things, you know? And part of traveling is learning a new language. And thank God for Rosetta Stone, because Rosetta Stone makes it so easy to learn a new language. They are trusted experts for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. And I love that they have fast language acquisition. There's no English translation, so you like really have to learn and speak and think in that language that you're learning. And it has speech recognition built in true accent feature, gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, learn anytime, anywhere on the mobile app or your desktop. And it's an amazing value. You get a lifetime membership. The lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and languages that you need in life. You got to get the lifetime access to all 25 languages with Rosetta Stone. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short period of time, Something Went Wrong listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today, T-O-D-A-Y, for your gift that keeps on giving. Rosetta Stone, baby. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, guys. Today's show is brought to you by Gobble, a delicious meal prep food company. But this is not your average meal prep. All the menus from Gobble are designed by professional chefs. The meal kits are pre-prepped and planned, but it is gourmet. It is chef-made ingredients, okay? You feel like you're eating at a five-star restaurant in your kitchen, and it's time-saving. You make it in like 15 to 20 minutes because all of the prep work is already done. They sent me the classic beef bourguignon, and it was amazing, okay? It was the best I ever had. Had mashed potatoes, too. Had cipollini onions. It had like a cremini mushroom, red wine glaze thing, rosemary, thyme butter. Like, I am not buying these ingredients on my own. Usually, I'm just making some meat and vegetables. So, definitely next level. It's flexible. It's family friendly. There's stuff for kids there, too. You pick what you want and then you order it. And then, like I said, it's super easy and simple to make. My favorite is that there's a lean and clean dinner plan because I love high protein, low carb, low calorie meals that are already prepped for me. Because if I'm cooking on my own, chances are that the meals are going to have high calories. But when someone already does all that work for you, you just sit there, it's portioned out, you eat it, you know how many calories you're eating. And like one serving of the beef bourguignon is like 660 calories. That's great. So definitely check it out. I want you guys to see what a difference Gobble will make for your whole household. And right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You're going to get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG. That's gobble.com/VinnyG today for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. You guys are going to love it. Go to gobble.com/VinnyG today and start eating good.
Iconic moments I want to point out just because you guys are here. So Justina's freestyle on Sway.
Leakers? Oh, Sway. Sway. Quite a few. Funk Flex. I mean, you know, it's been quite a few. That, but Sway,
my hands,
yeah.
And that my hands was, out. My hands out.
Oh.
Okay.
And that, thank you, my man. Yeah, was it Flex or was it Sway? Sway's like the big one, right?
I mean, they were all big. Humble pause. Brag. But,
Sway. Oh, your body count? Here, or what are we talking about?
A little bit of everything. But the thing about Sway, which is what I think you're talking about, was I was the first and only female to ever go up there and spit a real freestyle completely off the top, not a word written for the Five Fingers of Death.
I think the word freestyle has been transformed. Because, like, Drake comes out with songs that's like the blah, blah, blah freestyle. Yeah. Right. It's a song.
Yeah, but that's the way it was.
I think it just means it has no hook.
Right. So that's what it was even on mixtapes way back in the day. Like all the DJ Clues and DJ Envy's and all that, you'll see like a fabulous freestyle. It was really when, I mean, it's a no format and they're using an industry beat.
Okay.
They're using somebody else's beat, so they just call it a freestyle.
Like a mixtape.
Oh, yeah. Right. So,
but rappers know. But
freestyle is what.
Okay, so there's two different kinds of freestyles. There's they wrote it.
Correct. Or like.
Because they're saying they're freestyling on those morning shows, but they're not.
They're. Here's the thing.
Correct. Like Lil Dicky is amazing, but he's not freestyling
off the top. So we
But then again,
know,
like I said, he's using like somebody's beat. Like he'll use a popular industry beat. So I mean, it can't be a song.
It just means like a written verse that's not a part of a song. That's how people use it when Lil Dicky goes up to a morning show and does it. Now, if you have someone, the way we differentiate is we say off the top. Or I always say a real freestyle, unwritten, you know what I mean? And I can tell, like, I know when someone's really freestyling, and I'll be honest with you, it's very fucking rare.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, we'll freestyle and shit on Wildin' Out when we're rebuttaling or when we get a word. We're on the bull. It's a word generator. People are like, is that freestyle? I'm like, how the fuck would you know what word is going to come up on a word generator?
Right.
But I mean to say, when people go up there and do a rap, like concept, do an industry beat and call it a freestyle, we just know that that means a written verse that's not a part of a song.
Yeah, but you on that one were going off the top.
Off the top, completely off the
top.
Which is crazy.
You guys could go watch that and now knowing that knowledge.
Yeah, Sway's Five Fingers of Death.
Yeah, because the Five Fingers
of Death. But you have like rap knowledge, so you could see Sway giving me the words, just giving me random words.
Oh, he was giving you words, right?
He was giving me random shit.
So people don't do that either.
No.
Yeah.
Like very, very few. There's been like five people total to ever do what I did up at Sway. And even some of them, I think like had some, like they know some schemes and some words they're going to put together. Like, you know, but there have been some other people to do it. DNA. I think DNA did it. King Los. It's been a few people.
My dudes could freestyle.
My favorite was Riff Raff.
On Sway. I haven't seen it.
Yo, can you pull that up?
I love Riff Raff.
You do?
I did the challenge with him.
What challenge?
We were both on
like
the challenge.
MTV the challenge?
MTV the challenge. It
you
was
do
Champs
everything.
Versus Stars.
I've never seen somebody work as
second.
Hard as you do.
Vinny,
what?
You do everything.
Not everything.
I've done
everything.
You've done every show except for 16 and Pregnant. Just because you missed them all.
Well, it didn't air
if
yet.
They would have got you.
Have you got offered for them challenge?
Yeah, probably. Wait. So this is a real freestyle
right,
because
let's
it's
see.
So it's so bad it's good.
Okay.
It's so funny. Can we
I
hear
like
it?
Riff Raff.
Yeah.
No, I do.
Yeah, you said something to me earlier, man, when you used to freestyle in high school on the back of the bus.
You can fast forward a little
bit. Okay, yeah. You know. Yeah.
One.
Bruises in the ground. I blaze pine. Handshakes, hugs. You want me outside? You want to see me with pancakes and drawers? Take your fat ass to sleep. I'm jumping out the candy coated Grim Reaper Jeep. I put you to sleep. I put you 6 feet deep. Bruises in the ground. I blaze pine. I let my top down. I could have played for Washington Redskins. 6 points for a touchdown. I might give you a 6-point diamond. This is a carry. This is a parent. I got more knowledge than both your parents combined. I graduated never. I didn't go to high school in 99. Everything was fine. I banged Genuine. No homo. I'm talking about the back of my trunk. That's CD deck. The players want to check. I eat checks mixed. Haters won't get in the mix. I bow. I got a fresh set of kicks. I'm playing for the Phoenix Suns. I graduated in 1991.
Funny soon.
Motherfucker older than the motherfucking moon plus the sun. He got older than the damn solar system. I come through.
Right, shut it off.
Nah,
I graduated in 1991. Damn, that motherfucker older than the motherfucking moon plus the sun. He got older than the damn solar system. I come through.
He just doesn't care.
No, but that was he's doing it off the top.
Yeah.
It's funny, but it's like it's real, you know.
Yeah. And but like I said, that happens so infrequently that people are really
off
the top.
It pisses me off.
Yeah, it's very infrequent. But we know, like as rappers, when we see someone who says, yo, check out my freestyle from, you know, On the Radar, Funk Flex, or The Leakers, like it's not, it doesn't mean off the top.
Yeah.
It just means like concept is to an industry beat, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've heard you have some bars.
No.
You posted something once. I saw it.
Well, Sway used to tell, he used to try to like convince me. Oh, yeah. But Sway used to try to convince me to like be the first Italian rapper. Because I used to try to do that on. No. This is, he's playing a beat. No. We're not going to freestyle. No. Yeah, I used to try to convince me. I have like one on YouTube that's out, but
yeah, you post. I feel like you posted.
It's just artsy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Creative.
You're an artist.
Yeah, like parody rap. I would like to do one day or like Lonely Island type shit.
That's funny. Like the Weird Al Yankovic type shit.
Yeah, well, like more swaggy.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't really care.
You'd be good at parody rap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, now everyone does that with like Instagram and shit. They're coming out with like song, like Eric D'Alessandro.
I love Eric D'Alessandro. He does like the Thanksgiving,
but he's like
Christmas,
an actual artist.
Yeah. No, he's fire. He plays a guitar. Like his raps are super good. Shout out to Eric. He was in the Forget About Christmas movie, as was Vinny G.
Guest on this pod.
You had him on the pod?
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
Staten Island brother. And then Conceited has one of my, probably my most used meme of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we made that
video? Give it to him. Hey, yo.
Oh!
There it is.
Got it.
I want to just refresh people because they might not know, but every time you guys type in like awkward or yikes or some shit like that. Conceited pops up. And that was from a battle rap, right?
Yeah, it was a battle rap in 2009.
Wow.
That's before he had his new teeth. Because we're not going to act like I'm the only one who had an alteration. We're not going to act like
that's
crazy.
I'm sitting here talking crazy shit about you, forgot about myself.
Yeah, forgot about your own thing. When you go back to that battle in 2009, them joints were thrown up gang signs.
No. I just had a gap. Relax.
Yeah, Jersey Shore, too. Like, over time, like, all the teeth started getting, like, mad veneerish. Yeah.
But I always ask people, like, you know, veneers, like pros and cons, And you've been a big proponent of don't do it.
Yeah. If you have, like, you have good teeth already.
Yeah, I like
if
my
your
teeth.
Shit was going all over the place, then I'm like, fuck
here,
it.
I'll get it done.
Yeah. But if you already have something, like, again, like, but as I got older, I've just been more, like, into the natural with, like, everything. You
but
know
your
what
teeth
I mean?
Are connected to your heart health. Like, I read, like, I was researching.
Oh, really?
It. Yeah. Like, your teeth, I don't know. Yeah. Your oral health. Yeah. That's so, why every time you eat bad pussy, and not mine.
Yeah.
Goes right to your heart.
Damn. So do you do that too with her?
Yeah, no. He does. He definitely has. He definitely has. He's lying. You can tell by his butt chin.
Damn, you're a bokyat? Is that what it's called?
What the hell is that?
That's like Jamaican for like someone that eats the cat. Because they don't do that over there.
Let's call Nikki. We got to ask her. We got to phone her.
She taught me that shit.
I like your hat. Faux gras.
Thank you. Wait, so what's the new show before we like start to run out of time?
Brand new show is called What's Cooking Good Looking.
Though we shouldn't.
We look good cooking. Mm-hmm. Now, people are used to us, you know, roasting, cooking in the wild side battles, frying people up, but we can't really cook in the kitchen. Uh-huh. So we need someone like you to come through season two, bring the cookbook.
He cooks bullshit.
It's gonna be his mother's cooking or her meatballs, but listen, I'll take
come
it.
With like a salad bowl, like you just cook like quinoa.
Nah, like zucchini baked ziti. You know what I'm saying? Boo. Like a little substitute to pasta look, for something healthy.
Yeah, have your mom send us a little tray. Yeah,
how about my mom will come?
I love that.
Cool. Then she
I
could like do
that.
The
then
whole
we'll have
thing.
Some real Italian.
We'll have some real Italian. Yeah. But yeah, season one was lit. We had Nems. We had Havoc from Mobb Deep. We had Fire. Uncle Vin from Naughty by Nature. We had Remy Ma. We had Scarlet. Renee Graziano from Mob Wives.
I was
going
to say, any white people?
Yeah.
There was one.
Renee, I mean, we were trying to eat the food, Vinny.
I mean, we had this one
that would do can't cook.
He wouldn't let me
she
put
doesn't
mayo
put no
on
seasoning. She wants to put mayonnaise on everything.
Wait,
so
were those
like,
people cooking?
Yes, yeah. They were cooking with us. So basically, a lot of people have cooking shows, so we put a twist on it. We wrap the ingredients. Mm. We give you all the ingredients wrapping. And then, obviously, we're roasting each other the entire episodes. We bring our guests in on the roasting, and some of them, you know, did a little rapping with us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and, you know, just, we all know food brings us all together, so we would do the kitchen portion, and then we had, like, you know, a sit-down, and we would chop it up, eat the food. Sometimes the food did not come edible. Uh-huh. We had to call an audible.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what's so funny. We mentioned the names, and you said any white people. We said Nems.
I always forget.
I don't know. Nems doesn't. You know, Nems obviously is.
I literally always forget. I think he is white or at least
don't
half.
Know
I don't
is.
Know.
Should I call him and ask
him? He might be half black.
I'm going
to
call him and ask him, and he's going to be like, don't ever disrespect me.
Nems, Nems might be light, just light skin on
Let's
the low.
He's giving me like French Montana vibes. You know what I mean? Like,
I can't
figure
that.
Out what French Montana
Let's
is.
Let's ask him.
Oh, he's going to answer.
I should just let Benny be like, don't ever disrespect me.
So maybe you should answer first and then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because you got the shit charging.
Yeah, he's not picking up. I could tell. Yeah. It rang 7 times. People don't like to get FaceTimed.
I mean, shit, he was on Fight Club.
Yeah, I think Nems has a high body count. Yeah.
What was Fight Club?
Okay. You remember the MTV battle rap?
Where
Jin was on it. Jin battled Sarah Jones on there.
Well, I remember Jin from like 106 and Park.
Yeah, but you don't remember him on Fight Club battling
Sarah Jones? Nah, it was like a reality show.
Do you have a favorite battle rapper?
That's a good question.
Mine's Conceited.
Yeah.
Besides Conceited.
That's because I'm sitting there staring at him like.
Nah, there was like a white dude back in the day.
Oh, you're talking about Blind Fury?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's a blind white dude. Yeah. Like I would have said blind.
Yeah, that's true. You would have said blind before white.
Yes.
Because that's more descriptive.
Right.
Fair.
Yeah. No, there was just like a white dude that looked like just. Now he just, like back then.
Was he on 106?
Nah. This was like on YouTube. Like, what was it? Blaze TV? Or
Iron Solomon.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Iron Solomon.
That was him.
Crazy.
Yes.
One of the craziest.
Yeah, he is.
One of the craziest.
He used to go to this same.
I don't know, though. Maybe now, like, just
no,
everything.
No, he's still
nasty.
He's still fired.
Oh, okay. Because, like, he had to like, it was about comedic punchlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like back then it's like, anybody could be like, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then he's just like, you look like Paddington Bear.
Yeah,
and
everyone's yeah,
like,
yeah.
Ah! You know what I mean? But that was more effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to do that shit in the high school cafeteria.
I used to body it.
But I had like two lines. You know what I mean?
But they were two strong lines.
Two strong lines yeah. that made everyone go crazy.
They
were all spitting like shit they wrote. And I was like,
sometimes that's all it takes. And Iron Solomon and Nems, we actually used to all go to the same open mic in the city. And at that open mic, it's called EOW. Uh-huh. It's the longest running New York City wow. open mic. And people used to really, they would do like MC challenges and people would battle and everything was really freestyle.
Yeah.
Like you would grab items out of a bag or they'd be like, okay, we're going to do a cypher. And you had to go off. It was kind of like pick up and kill it. You had to go off the end of the last person's four bar. You'd have to battle someone. So
you did that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want an MC challenge. Like, that's why when I went to Sway, one thing I didn't mention to you, but for people that pay attention, is very impressive is the DJ, DJ Wonder, not only did he give me the worst fucking beats,
yeah.
which most people would have crumbled on, it actually made me, you know,
wait, so
shine
five
better.
Fingers isn't the same beats?
No. They give you like, I don't know, like five different beats.
Oh, okay.
What Wonder did was he was changing the tempo of the beat while I was rapping, which is
that's annoying.
Fucking insane.
Yeah.
To try to catch that.
Mm.
So, and I asked him at the end.
You gotta start singing and shit.
No, I asked him at the end because I knew they didn't do that. So I said, Wonder, why were you changing the tempo of the beats? He said, oh yeah, we stopped doing that about 7 years ago because no one could catch the tempo. He was like, but, you know, you were saying how good you were that I wanted to. Like, I honestly feel like no bullshit. Damn. And I've said it before, so Wonder, no offense. Wonder was really trying to fuck me up. He was really trying to, like, I almost feel like, I don't want to say clown me.
Maybe thought it was too easy for you, the other shit.
No, he was something that, I'm one of five people to ever spit a real freestyle. You're then going to add on top of that trash beats and tempo changing.
Yeah.
Something you haven't done in 7 years because no one was able to do it.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to give me a look,
damn.
But I still came to embody it, which made him look crazy because everyone online was like, yo, he did her so dirty, this and that. But at EOW, we used to tempo change and MC challenges.
Coming back full
circle. So he didn't know. Yep.
Yeah, but I like Jin too. Jin was
fire. Jin actually did a season a while
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
I think a couple.
And we used to talk to him on Clubhouse.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. Remember, like that was we used to go in the Wild and Out rooms and shit.
See, that was his boot camp for Wild and Out.
Yes.
And he used to come when we did the Clubhouse.
Well, what pissing me off is like not pissing me off, but I wasn't doing any stand up at the time. I was still kind of just like I've been on Wild and Out. I've done improv and shit. But once you do stand up, you get this weird other presence where like. You don't care about bombing and some of the games like the spitting out the water
talking
shit
spit.
And like the security guard
plead
one.
Plead the fifth. Oh, chain gang.
Those require like you to be like spend more time out there.
Yes.
And you know, for me it was more again, but back with that freestyle thing, it's like do the line and then run away.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like in that mode. Now if I did it again, I'd be more in front of like just like
I thought you
talking
did good
and
at those.
Vibing and shit. Yeah.
You got your stand-up
comedian. Well, you know what's funny is like, not to make this about me, but I will.
It is your podcast.
No. Oh, you're my guest. But like going out there, the comedians on my team were like mad nervous because they were like-
You were with the new squad.
The new squad. Yeah. But they were comics though. And they were mad nervous because they'd never been on TV before. So I was like completely calm.
You're like, I fucked on TV. I'm good.
I was like, yeah, the world's seen my dick. I can fucking say some whack joke.
Yeah.
No, but like, I know the way producers talk to you.
Yeah.
I know what the lights feel like. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So it was funny how I was comfortable. That's why like it was good because I'm like, oh, I've been here before.
Yeah.
But not the comedian part. You know what I mean? And they were better at like the comedy part.
Yeah. I thought you did great, but it is true when the lights come on because people will be like in workshop and they'll kind of be, you know, doing their thing in workshop and then them lights come on and it gets different. But like you said,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you have a leg up. You've been on TV for fucking,
so many
you know,
got
second and a half.
Yeah.
Mid-season, first episode.
Yeah.
All that.
That workshops was crazy.
Yeah.
Everyone getting yelled at.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But in a good way. Like, you know, like.
Yeah. It's tough love. Shout out my man now.
Niall.
He definitely wants everybody to win for sure. He definitely wants everybody to win. But if you, he will test you.
Yeah.
Bark on you.
Yeah.
So Vin, question.
Yeah.
Because you've kind of, you know, had an
fucked
array.
On TV.
Yeah, besides that, you've had an array of jobs. I mean, from, you know, reality star to stripper to stand-up comic to Wild and Out comedian. Oh, yeah.
Not like a real stripper. I was like the D-list celebrity.
Like, only thing covered is D. Like, yeah, naked shower.
But they paid
some, like, Magic Mike shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
Tragic Mike. They paid good money, though.
I bet they did. So, because you've done so many things, my question is to you, and you've done some acting. Mm. You know what I mean? Forget about
Justina's
Christmas.
Holiday Vacation.
Hello.
What was it called?
Forget about Christmas.
close.
What would be your, like, if someone was like, yo, you could pick one thing that you'll be the man at, you'll excel, would it be
stand up. Like, just, you're up there by yourself, and that's like just your moment, your time to shine. Everyone's there for you. And, you know, it's the best feeling in the world. Have you guys ever, like, done a solo? Because you guys do the group shit at the stadiums.
Yes. Yeah. We do.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, we do the group.
Well, me and her, we do a lot of colleges. Uh-huh. We do a lot of shows together.
Together? Just you two?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Just us two.
What do you do?
A lot.
Fuck on stage?
Well,
backstage.
We didn't get to that one yet. Yeah.
No wonder why you guys fuck. You're like, do shit together.
We can't get away from each other. No, literally.
I wish I had just like someone just be like on the road with me, you know?
Angelina.
No.
No, we are literally always together. But when we do those shows, we'll do like what is basically like, you know, stand up, like we'll roast the kids and we're just freestyling. Yeah. Like we'll do different competitions, bring them up. We'll roast them, which is very like stand up ish. It's not a set that we have written, you know. And then I've also done like roasts. Like I just did the Michael Blackson roast for BET.
Oh,
killed it.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think I could.
It was funny too, because on the set, you were like, because I was like, oh my God, like, I don't want to do the rap shit. I just want to play the game.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, like you're like, you're like, I don't want to say what you said, but whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, you like the rap shit more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you had to die. You had to become a comedian.
You have to do it all. And like, I think, you know, at this point, I'm like you. I'm very comfortable on the stage. I'm very comfortable in front of the camera. So I think I could do a kick ass like stand up set. And I've done it with Conceited and with Rip. We've actually done a couple comedy shows and we did. Yeah, and we did really, really well.
Club.
You know, people came out to see us. It was fun. But like to do it just by myself on stage, like I said, I've done it a couple times and, you know, short sets. Would I do it? I definitely would. My focus right now is a little bit more like in the production of things. Like we, you know, shot and sold a brand new TV show. I wrote.
But you perform on stage. You're rapping and shit. Like your music.
No, but we did stand up as well.
Oh, right.
We did stand up as well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm writing a new movie script. So it's like, that's kind of more of my, you know, priority right now. I have a music video that's on MTV right now called Money Up. But I'm not going to say I wouldn't do stand up because I've been offered to do it many times and I normally like turn it down.
Yeah.
I would more so want to host the stand-up event.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
And then I started.
And then you graduated to.
I mean, if I could do stand-up, I would.
Connor, sweetie, you stutter too much.
Exactly. So I mean, but then again, if it's written, I may not stutter.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Well, that's
he never stutters when he raps.
I don't when I rap.
This man could rap for
I
like,
would stutter in a stand-up the first couple times, but then after.
You did.
What?
We did. You did.
There's a whole like stuttering comedian. It's like his whole fucking thing. He
oh
was
my
on
gosh.
Like America's Got Talent.
He's not that bad though.
Yeah.
Yo, boy, this shit is hilarious.
Nah, but once you do it 10,000 times. Well.
I mean, I stuttered mad times in what, the movie? No, not the movie. In the cooking show.
Our editor called me and was like, yo, I call him. I'm like, yo, it looks amazing. You body the edits. He goes, tell Khan I'm going to send him a separate invoice for all his stutters I had to clean up.
Yeah.
And it was funny because he didn't know. He was like, yo, I didn't know that Khan stutters.
Just leave.
You're like, yo, I'm in here like hours and hours just cutting up his stutters crazy.
But he doesn't have it when he raps at all. It's only when he talks.
You're like a savant. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So like, Khan, even what?
I can do like a 9-minute battle rap and I won't stutter.
And not stutter. Yeah. So
well, you haven't
would
stuttered once here.
No, he has. I'm
pretty sure I have.
No, he has.
There goes right there.
So what would be, we know Vinny would be a stand-up comedian. Would you be an OnlyFans model?
Are you on OnlyFans?
No.
He
thought
about it.
Shit. I feel like you're like, I feel like the Wild Announce is just like a front, but I feel like you own like NFTs or some shit.
Crypto.
Oh,
a lot.
Khan got shmoney.
I know, but it's probably like the TV shit is just like.
He got shmoney.
Yeah.
Shmoney.
I mean, I tried to put her on, but she got paper hands, man.
You know what it was? It was like, I had the Bitcoin. I had like, I don't know, I had like 30K. And I was like, to Khan, I'm like, fuck that. Like, I don't believe in this imaginary money. He's like, yo, if you want to sell. I said, well, what should I do? And I think he just got tired of me asking him. He's like, man, just sell. I sold.
First of all, she keeps saying I said that. I did not say that. I said, listen, I said, I'm keeping. You can do it. If you want to sell it, I'm in for Lauren's.
Yeah, but he had just
and she said, yo, I'm not. I mean,
between Wish and AMC and all the other dumb shit you do, you made me lose AMC like 20K that week. I was like, fuck that. I don't
What's
want
AMC?
This.
AMC? The movies?
Yeah, stop. Because it was supposed to like
he
go crazy like GameStop. The Wish, I didn't tell you. One of your mans did.
Oh, you told me AMC?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So what would your career be, like, as she said?
Oh, yeah. Would you be a crypto king? Would you be OnlyFans?
If I could choose... I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Crypto King would be the...
Oh, so you don't want to go out there and...
No, I would... If it was a choice anything. Was...
Perform, yeah.
I could make all that bread and just chill with crypto, just press buttons, that would be it.
Yeah.
But if not, what I would want to be would be an actor.
Mm.
Because, again, lazy. Even though acting is very hard.
Very hard.
Very, very difficult. So shout out. As a matter of fact, big salute to all the actors out there, especially the good ones, because this is crazy.
It's hard. Like, the talent is hard, but the jobs could be worse.
So basically my point is that's what I was saying, because I am lazy.
Yeah.
And the thing with acting, all right, for the most part, I know it's super difficult. I am not a good actor. I wouldn't hats off to all the great, great actors. But actually, I'm a decent actor. I'm okay.
I think you're pretty
good. Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah. But I know good ones.
You
and I
see Justina's holiday vacation.
Exactly,
I thought
right?
He was pretty good.
Yeah, forget about it.
And I'm actually pretty good. I'm decent.
Yeah.
But there's no really that much work. Like, there's no mental as far as like you're not writing a script.
Yeah.
You're not.
You can cut it. Do
You could cut. Yeah. It's right there. It's no live, like, no live audience, nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I was just saying. With acting, it is a little easy, the job part.
Right.
But the talent and skill is obviously super duper duper.
Here's the thing, man. He thinks it's easy because he does no work. So anything we do together, from the movie to the cooking show to our other podcast we're doing, he does nothing.
Yeah.
I produce it. I cast it.
I show up.
Put
I like
everything.
That too.
I write the script. He literally just shows.
Yeah.
I mean, he sent me a great idea like yesterday morning or today. And I was like, okay, Khan, I need you to produce this. Like, I'm literally doing a million things. He goes, you know how this relationship works. He goes, why do you think I have a white business partner?
Yeah,
this is what he said. He goes, I send you the idea.
Some people are just the idea people.
That's it.
That's me.
Justina, we got to do this. Now, the good thing, it is my idea, but it will never get done without.
If I don't do it.
Right.
I mean, I'll be honest. What's cooking good looking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His idea. I just did all the work.
Right.
I mean, everything. Yeah. From location to crew, everything.
No, you don't understand.
No,
everything.
Does she get more for that?
You know you know what, Vince?
She gets more love. She gets more love.
I'm glad you brought that up.
She gets more D.
I get more D for sure. Yeah. But I actually split it down the middle with him, and I shouldn't have.
Good for you.
I'm just a good friend.
He's just a good friend.
To be honest with you.
Well, because like then you get into shit. It's like, oh, like I deserve a little bit more.
I'm not greedy. He's not greedy. And to be honest, we both do very well.
So
we both have good bread.
So what would your profession be before we end?
I would do... I would want to do a big role in like a series or a movie. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So not, if you had to pick one, it wouldn't be a fucking rapper?
She definitely picked acting over rapping.
I'd pick acting,
really?
Yeah.
Sure.
I love music, and that was always like my original passion. And I'd love to have like a single go like really, really big. But I'd love, if I could get a bomb ass lead in a series or, you know, like an action, you know, like a Wonder Woman or some shit, like that would be
acting is dope.
Acting is so dope.
Imagine just being like in the theater, like I'm going to see Gladiator tonight. Imagine like fucking
being the lead
or the lead, just in it, and people are just like in theaters and just watching you and shit. Like, there's no bigger fucking stage.
That would be my thing.
They're like movie theater,
The whole world is like in a movie theater, like watching you perform.
Yeah, like
and shit.
Just think of all the most classic movies. It's like no matter what, everyone has seen them, right?
Yeah,
if you name like Titanic, or you name Goodfellas, or you name like Belly. It's like you name all the classics and everyone's seen them. So it's like just that.
I may be the minority.
You're an idiot. Just the cultural currency that goes along with that, you know?
Lastly, before you did the countdown show.
Yes.
So now we're talking about acting.
Yes.
So I saw you guys doing some countdowns of TV shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So should we do scripted?
What, like scripted
shows?
TV shows?
Yeah, like if you had to do a countdown.
Yeah, let's do it. Didn't we do scripted shows?
We did.
So number
one. Now, are we doing sitcoms? Obviously.
Edit into the scripted.
Okay.
But like, I'm talking about like everything.
Okay.
Before, just give me, try not to make it one of your lists. Give me an example of something scripted that's not like a sitcom.
Game of Thrones.
Something like that, okay.
So
and that probably would be on the list.
Okay. let's do Martin, since it didn't make our list.
That's exactly what I was about to pick. But then obviously.
Yeah, maybe not sitcoms.
So not sitcoms.
Maybe not.
Okay, maybe so dramatic, I see what you mean. Okay. I got shows. Sopranos.
Yes.
Sopranos.
Yep.
Okay.
It's on there.
Yep.
What else?
My man with the undefeated.
I have a list.
Oh my goodness. Entourage.
Entourage.
A good one. Mm-hmm.
Not top five.
Not top five?
Hell
Entourage.
No.
How about Breaking Bad? I've never watched it, but I know it's
my number one.
Okay. Walking Dead.
That was the one I was going to say.
I'm in the middle. I just started it, and I love it.
I didn't watch it, but
had a good first, like, five seasons.
Hold on, shut up, my son, 50. Empire. I mean, not Empire.
Oh, Raising Kanan. Power.
I never seen Power.
Oh, man.
My bad for saying Empire. I'm more loud and hype. I'm like, yo, Empire. Yeah, but Power.
Raising
Kanan.
Breaking Bad, Sopranos, Game of Thrones, Handmaid's Tale. You ever see that one?
No.
Oh, so good. And this other show you never saw called The Leftovers. It was
really
good.
I never
any
saw
black
that.
Shows, man? Huh?
There's a black guy in
a black
Breaking Bad.
The hell?
You know what?
You know what?
I like too?
Put Snowfall in one of those.
Oh
shout out,
gosh,
shout out, Melvin.
Snowfall's
shout out, my boy, Melvin.
Right.
What?
Snowfall's all right. I mean, it's good, but these are like
you
iconic.
Need like a Snowfall, a Power, a Raising Kanan. You need something a little urban in there. You know what's another good show too?
Affirmative Action.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Shameless. Did you ever watch Shameless? Shameless was a good show.
I also have reality show lists on here.
Okay.
I know
all right.
You got to say number one, you know.
Yeah, we know who that is.
And just real quick, is Wildin' Out a reality show? Do you consider that?
Let's put it in there.
So clearly,
then Wildin' Out's number one.
Wildin' Out.
Oh, fuck you.
Jersey Shore.
Of course.
You already know.
What's so funny, whenever I go on Wildin' Out, like the audience, it's... I'm so used to going on like any MTV type of show.
Yeah.
And everyone like, you know, like, Jersey Shore, oh my
God.
And it's like it's the highest rated MTV show of all time. Mm-hmm. But then there, it's like, you're just like this leftover little thing.
You get to
Wildin'
Out, they're
different
like,
demo.
They're like, Vinny, okay, yeah, what's
they crazy. Heard of like Snooki.
Yeah, they're like, is he the one who went to jail for taxes?
Which
know.
I like that, though. Mm-hmm. I like starting from the bottom.
Yeah, because it's like,
you know?
They really have to think you're funny. They're not giving you, Housewives? Is that a?
That's not on mine, but sure.
Okay. Mob Wives?
Not on mine either.
Same thing.
Basketball Wives? Yeah, same idea. Okay. Love and Hip Hop.
That's all right. I don't watch it.
No.
The Challenge.
I used to watch it.
Bro.
I'm talking about also like games, like different formats and stuff, not just like house.
Like not Family Feud.
Flavor Love.
I'm thinking
Flavor Love was crazy.
So I got Jersey Shore. I got Shark Tank.
Okay.
Love Shark Tank.
Okay.
But that.
That's reality.
It's a competition
I rock
show.
With Shark. I rock with Shark Tank a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, but I don't, would it go with reality
that
TV?
That goes like, more for me like with Family Feud and Wheel of
game
Fortune.
Shows.
It's a game show.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, right,
what else you got?
I got 90 Day Fiancé. That's a really good one.
Okay.
That sounds good.
I've never seen
it.
It's
the best.
That's the one where the girl said she looked like Megan Fox.
That's
like
Love
the clip.
Is Blind.
Oh, okay.
90 Day Fiancé is where you meet somebody online and then they have to come over here and then you have 90 days to like a passport bro.
Yeah.
Like the guy that can't get any pussy over here. Mm-hmm. And okay. Like go to Russia, bring her here, and then he has like 90 days to marry her.
Okay.
And
if he doesn't, he just ships her back.
And the best part is like the other way when it's a
ships
woman.
Her back?
Yeah, yeah.
She came from Russia.
No, when it's like a woman from like Chicago, mm-hmm. like an old lady, and she's like not attractive. And then some like hot young guy from like Turkey is talking to her and he's just using her.
Right.
And you're watching this whole thing play out.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And she has no idea.
She has.
Well, has she never seen the show?
I mean, it's reality TV.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're coming over here for like the green card and shit. It's crazy.
Oh,
there's
wow.
this one dude. His name's Soulja Boy. He's like a rapper. And every like season, he like fucking like plays his music and then gets with a new one the next
season.
Wait,
Soulja Boy was on it?
It's like the Nigerian version. Like Soulja.
Gotcha.
Soulja
oh,
Boy.
That's funny. Wow. Yeah.
And I have I Love New York. That was an iconic one.
I Love New York.
Over Flavor Love?
I don't remember exactly, but probably Flavor of Love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably Flavor of Love. We'll give it its crowns. All right, so what are we promoting? We did the show. What else do you have going on? Let's do some plugs.
We just started an OnlyFans.
No.
Us two together.
No.
Yeah. Will you subscribe? No, I'm just kidding. We never got into the OF.
I would do it for a month just to see what you're working with.
No, you know what? I know I missed a lot of money not doing it, but I think in the long run, but you know what? There's other endorsements.
I get in trouble for that too. I said I wouldn't wife up an OnlyFans girl.
You would have made some bread. But yeah, so no OnlyFans for us. We have the What's Cooking Good Looking. I just dropped a new single called Money Up. It's on MTV Live. Let's you can go. Check out the music video.
Litty.
I mean, let's be honest. Mm. The Christmas season is upon us, so go stream Forget About
Forget
Christmas.
Forget About Christmas. Yep.
Both Vinny and Conceited are in it.
Yep. And we are doing Forget About Christmas.
Let's well, go. We wrote it.
That was
we'll,
a good movie.
We'll see.
I mean, it was, what are we
yo,
not going
to
do?
Forget
it?
About Christmas Part 2 was
yeah.
so good. We have oh, to see. Shit. There's a lot of changes going on with, you know.
Okay. No, it was a good movie. It was a good movie because oh, it was like yeah. quick.
A quick movie.
Yeah.
Well,
which is good.
It's good, especially
this
for
day
this
and age. Yeah.
You have to. But yeah, I have another movie that I'm producing and hoping to film in 2025. And What's Cooking? Good Looking Part 2, we're filming in January. You will be a guest.
Okay.
You signed that before we walked into this. I'm just kidding.
We're bringing my mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we definitely have to bring Paul up.
When is this airing?
Next Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
Good. Tuesday.
And we're on tour. We will be in Los Angeles at the Inuit Dome. So that is the new arena there. It's fire. Crazy. We have the Wildin' Out tour there. It's fire. Pull up. That is on the 3rd, the December 3rd. So get your tickets. They sell out
it's
all the time.
It's not December 3rd.
It's not.
November 30th. But it's all good. We're on tour. We have like 10 more dates before the year ends. So go to wildandoutlivetour.com.
So where the hell we go December 3rd?
We have press on the 2nd. I don't know. And
just
also,
his room.
Yeah, well, he'll definitely be there.
Yeah. Miami,
and since
Houston.
It's Tuesday today, you can go watch all 6 episodes of What's Cooking Good Looking available on Peacock and Tubi.
Okay, whatever they just said, that was a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I told you these people work like fucking crazy. So thank you so much for being a guest.
Vin, we love
Tune
you.
Tune in next week.
Do you want to go feel my butt under the pants?
Follow, subscribe. I can't believe I did that on this show.
What? It's fine.
She consented.
Yeah, I told you to do it.
Yeah, you want
to
grab mine?
I grabbed your hand. Yeah, I'll feel it.
I got some cakes.
Oh conceded? My gosh.
I'm good.
Vin, that thing's nice.
It's a running. It's the marathon.
I already got to fill one white man's ass. I'm not going to fill another one.
Then what does that make? Yeah. Well, what does that make you then?
Well, you're not a man for real. So
yeah.
Real mean.
Well,
we love you, Vin.
Bye, guys.
All right, peace.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.